This episode of Vibrant Powerful Moms contains a channeling of the Akashic Records, which, while blissful, may leave you feeling spacey and impair your ability to drive a car or operate heavy machinery. If you must do so after listening, it is critically important to implement grounding techniques before getting behind the wheel. If you're driving now or performing any other activity that requires focus and split-second decision-making, save this episode for later. And now, Vibrant Powerful Moms with Debbie Pokornik.
Moms, are you raising your kids to believe they can create the life of their dreams? Are you living your life that way as well? Living an awakened life means more than just talking about it. Join host Debbie Pokornik on Vibrant Powerful Moms as she shares practical tips, stories, and interviews with enlightened guests, all geared at helping you create and live an extraordinary life. It's time to stand firmly in your power and model the life you want for your kids to inherit. And it all begins now on Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show. I'm your host, Debbie Pokornik, and my mission is to help you create a life you love at work, at home, and at play. Today is a very special show for me. My good friend Elizabeth Losey has agreed to join us and channel directly from the Akashic Records. Now, before we do that, let me tell you a bit about Elizabeth. Besides being an absolutely awesome friend, she is a mom. She lives here in Atlanta with me, which is so wonderful. She's also an oracle and PhD. She's an author, teacher, way shower, crystal adept, trained priestess, and Akashic Records channel. She left a successful career as a tenured professor of French and Women's Studies in 2010 to do the more important work of holding the portal open for the shift in planetary consciousness. A new feminine leadership is called for in the world today, and Elizabeth is thrilled to be a midwife in this movement. Elizabeth helps people to see who they truly are at the divine essence level and then to bring that into breathtaking material form. At her core, Elizabeth stands for truth, freedom, justice, equality, as well as an end to oppression of all kinds. In a word, she stands for love. A complete list of her best-selling books is available at her Amazon Authors portal, and you can always head over to elizabethlosey.com to find out more about her. Elizabeth, my beautiful friend, welcome to the Vibrant Powerful Mom Show.
Oh, Debbie, thank you. I'm just over here blushing away. I love you so much. It's such a thrill to be here. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, well, I just feel so blessed right now. So normally, I like to start the show by asking my guests a little bit about how they got to where they are in life and, you know, that kind of thing. But I know your story, and it is a totally amazing story. But to do it justice, it's also a bit lengthy and quite selfishly. I do not want to take any more time away from the channeling portion of the event. So why don't we start by having you give us any guidance that you feel is required for us to know about going in the records, coming out of the records, that kind of thing.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. So if your listeners aren't familiar with the Akashic Records, this is a field of pure love. You know, if you've ever heard of someone say that they had a near-death experience and their life flashed before their eyes, that's the human brain encountering the Akashic Records. The Akashic Records contain everything from a person's life on sort of it's an ethereal library. So everything from this particular life is on the first shelf, and behind that are past lives. Every event in history, every pet, every idea has an Akashic Record, every person. It's an ethereal library. Akasha is the Sanskrit word for ether. So it's an ethereal archive of everything. And so it's really powerful as a guidance tool. But it also, you know, we're going deep into space here. So it's pretty ungrounding. And once we are leaving the records, and especially if you need to click off the recording before it ends and before I close the records, please do yourself a favor and just say out loud, I call my spirit back. And that will help you get back into your body. It's quite important. Okay. And then when we're done, especially before you get behind the wheel of a car, you want to layer on three different kinds of grounding, and that can be drinking plenty of water. I recommend drinking water while you're listening. If you feel parched, you definitely need to drink quite a bit. Eating grounding foods, and this could be root vegetables, for example. Sweet potatoes, carrots are great. Sweet potato chips are really good, or French fries. That's a super yummy, very grounding way, because of course it has, they're cooked and it's got grease and salt, all these grounding things.
Right.
But otherwise, an apple has a lot of mineral in it, so that's a fairly decent grounding food. Nuts, hugging a tree, if it's nice weather where you are and you can walk barefooted, or lie on the grass for several minutes, do some your favorite earthing practices. Now, I am a crystal lover, and I have literally 1,000 crystals or more in my sanctuary space where I'm
Yes, you do.
Now, and really one of the most grounding stones out there is the Shivalingam. And I have a 16-pound Shivalingam. It is not enough to get me grounded after these channelings. So
wow.
Don't think that, I'm wearing a black tourmaline pendant. No, that's not going to be enough. That can be one of the layers of grounding, but you'll need to do some more. So be aware that you won't feel altered, but you will be taken out of your body, and it'll feel kind of post-orgasmic, right? You'll just be like blissed out.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. Yes. I like that.
Yes, exactly. Me too. So, but you won't notice that something is off because you're feeling so good. Mm-hmm. However, being blissed out to that degree can mean that things like pedestrians or stop signs are hard to notice. And, we don't want anyone to get hurt. So,
right.
And I know moms are very aware of that. So just be safe before driving.
Nice. Okay. That's good information.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll just open the records then while you say the next thing, and I should be ready by the time you're done saying your piece.
Perfect. Okay. So I really want to let you guys know how to find out more about Elizabeth. And I have a sense that we might not have time to do that at the end of the show. In fact, this show might go a little bit long. So if you're listening to it live, it's going to end, and that will be it. But know that if you go to the podcast might have more on it, because we want to be able to do this session justice. So we are going to go a little overtime, I think, with today's show. So you can find out more about Elizabeth Losey and her incredible program, Marry Your Intuition, as well as her channeling and all the wonderful things that she does, by going to elizabethlosey.com. That is, Elizabeth is just spelled normally. Losey is spelled Locey. So elizabethlosey.com. And if you put a /VPM gift for Vibrant Powerful Mom Gift, so VPM gift, you can go right to a page where you can sign up for her complimentary Breathing in the Stars meditation. This meditation is only about 5 minutes long, so it's perfect for a busy schedule. And it's also wonderful to teach to your kids. So talk about everyone coming out a winner. So that would get you on her list. And she sends out a lot of really wonderful information and meditations and such that you can do. So that is what I want you to know. And I am ready then, Elizabeth, when you are.
Okay, well, the records are now open. You can go ahead with that question, the first of your questions there, Debbie.
Thank you. Awesome. So my question today for the record keepers is, what do we as women and moms need to know about the divine feminine and being a vibrant and powerful woman?
Okay. Such a potent question. So the keepers are so happy. They're like, hello. Yeah. So the thing for vibrant and powerful moms to know about the divine feminine is that this is not something that is located outside of you. It is within you. It's within your children, no matter their gender. It's within your partners, be they male or female. The divine feminine and the divine masculine are within each person. And so it's a form of energy that can be called on at any time. And the divine feminine is, you know, in Western earth culture, like Western earth culture, they want to call it, under the patriarchal system, there has been many millennia of denigration of the feminine after about 40 millennia of honoring, worshiping, adoring the feminine. And so 10 millennia of denigration in the course of all of human history, our human existence, the worshiping of the feminine has been, and the real honoring, the true honoring of the feminine has been around longer, but your written and recorded history is all happening under the current patriarchal system whereby the feminine is denigrated and in shadow and essentially misrepresented as weakness and frailty, perhaps even lying. For example, the story of Adam and Eve, in which Eve causes the fall of man, the so-called fall of man. There's a whole lot to say about this, but we'll just summarize by saying all of that was made up by men who were wresting control over people's minds and belief systems from the, at that point, eternal, from the past, honoring of women. And so it had to be a really sharp turn. And so the feminine was very much, there was a picture of the feminine made by the people who wrote that book of Genesis to let humans know that women were not to be honored, that the masculine was to be honored. And so that was sort of the beginning of the patriarchal system. And since it's a foundational text for you know, all of the Western organized religions, the Judeo-Christian Muslim, all the Abrahamic religions are sourced from that place. And so it's really been a foundational story in the Western earth culture. And so if you have known that that story is wrong because it doesn't tell the whole truth, it just tells a partial truth, then you're right. And in fact, the divine feminine is not the human feminine at all. The divine feminine is a series of, it's more like a cascade of energies, really, is what the keepers are saying, that if you allow your mind to really travel into this notion of divine feminine, you will see that the divine feminine is the creatrix. And, you know, we don't even have to get into the field of religion here, but as a mom, you know that in your womb, that's where life is born. That's where life is created. And it requires a masculine element to create that new life, but it is built from your blood and your bones. And then it leaves you to become a separate life form. And so as a mother, you are intimately aware, physically in this embodied way, you're very aware of the creation that the feminine is, the creative force that the feminine is, and that the feminine is an extremely powerful form. the patriarchal system says, oh, women are weak. They always are catfighting with each other. Women need men to help them survive. And you actually know that's not true. Any word that has the prefix inner in front of it is a really feminine concept, that inner strength, inner wisdom, inner knowing. And then just the power to love beyond all limitations and rule systems is a really feminine energy. And as a mother, you know what it feels like when your newborn is being held in your arms. You know that this power of love, it feels like, it's different for every woman, of course, but it's almost like an atomic bomb going off in your heart, just like the power of that love. And it's this power that is important for you to connect to. There's a lot of propaganda, let's say, going on in the world, talking about how bad everything is. And even what you can see with your own eyes in terms of environmental degradation, that's actually part of this denigration of the feminine. It's Mother Earth. And so this patriarchal culture that you've all been living in for 10,000 years has been the one to pollute the skies and pollute the oceans and to, you know, create this fracking system and to really, you know, create these open mines in terms of for progress, all in the name of progress and technology. And in their hearts, women know that it's actually not about progress and technology. Sure, smartphones are great. Like if you're there nursing, it's nice to be able to be distracted and find out what's happening somewhere else. And so it's not that technology is a bad thing, but women's hearts are much more interested in the seal of the family. And not quite sure what the keepers mean about the seal of the family, but maybe they'll have me say it. And that is that there's a kind of seal that's placed on the sacred circle that is the family. And this doesn't necessarily mean your biological family only, especially if you're fostering children or if you have neighbors or neighbors' children who are part of your family. That's the seal of the family. And so this divine feminine really, that's this aspect of you that has maybe been wallpapered over by the patriarchal system, this powerful force of the feminine that says, that's enough of fear and hatred. It's really about love and inclusion. And the powerful, vibrant moms, it's good for you to hear about this because I'm hearing that some of you are getting a little the word is kind of uncomfortable. You're getting uncomfortable or it's getting itchy to you, the level of anxiety that's running around, perhaps not in your house, but in the outside world. And it's really important for you to model the sense of being calm and surrendered to what is rather than trying to control. Obviously, you know, you're going to want to control what your children have access to in terms of screen time and the kinds of foods that they eat, etc., by modeling and, you know, having certain things only in your refrigerator. Showing up as the strong feminine is a powerful, powerful way of really embodying this divine feminine, which is you. You, every woman is an embodied face of the goddess walking on planet Earth. And when you remember this, and it's easy to forget, but when you remember this, you are vibrant and you are powerful. You can't be anything else. So, Debbie, I'm sure there's more to that question that didn't come through, but if you want to ask it again or put a...
I just want to say my heart is just so full at the moment. Oh. I can hardly speak, but I will try for the sake of a radio show. So, right. We only have like maybe 5 minutes left or so, but I'm wondering if there are a few, like, is there a particular set of steps or actions that you suggest we take on a regular basis? And if there is, if you could just give us a few of those, and then we're going to, you know, take things from there. We'll come back to this question after.
Okay. Well, so the most practical step a powerful, vibrant mom can take, and it doesn't take long at all, is just to put her hand on her heart and take in a few breaths, feeling the power of her own heart reflected into and from her hand. And you know, there might be also something that you could say to yourself if that alone isn't enough. You could say to yourself as you breathe in, I am, and as you breathe out, a reflection of the goddess, or not even a reflection, I am the goddess embodied, this feminine force, this powerful God field, this divine force for love and understanding and connection in the world. And just do that as many times per day as you want. If you're driving your kids to or from school, you can do it at a stoplight. It will really help to, there's no ungrounding that will happen as you do that. That will actually ground you more deeply into your body. But recognizing your power and your strength as a woman and as a mother, your ability to form and mold the next generation. And this forming and molding doesn't, it's not for just one thread of a political or belief system. This is the truth that you are powerful and that love is stronger than fear. And at this point in human history, there is a lot of fear running around. Feels like things are shattering and breaking and getting very unstable. And so it's easy to tip into fear. Anytime that you feel like you or someone around you might tip into fear, all you need to do is put your hand on your heart, maybe close your eyes to really seal yourself inside of you and feel that powerful force of love. You don't have to necessarily feel your heartbeat, but just feel the energy field that your love is emanating from your heart. And that is enough to sort of bring you back into balance. Because love is more true than fear. Sure, you know, if there's a saber-toothed tiger that's about to jump out at you, that's a reason to be fearful. But if you're watching TV or listening to the radio, there's actually no imminent danger.
Very true. Mm-hmm. That is beautiful. Very beautiful and very doable. We all have our hand and our heart with us at all times.
At all times, yeah.
Yes. So, are there any other particular steps or actions that you suggest that we take in order to be vibrant and powerful women on a daily basis?
Sure. So another step to take is to really just be in a place, and this is, there is a lot of information about this out and about, but just being in a state of gratitude is super important. But the you know, they showed me a whole bunch of things in that split second. Not just gratitude, but really opening your eyes to the things that are beautiful to you. And they might not be things that you see. It might be sounds that you hear or smells or tastes or a sensation on your body. Just really tuning in to the miraculous beauty in your world. So a constant state of awe, like on your knees, slack-jawed awe, is a fantastic way to go through life. Just being bowled over by the beauty and the miracle of humans and animals and nature, especially just appreciating the sacred geometry in a flower or a fern or anything that really just sort of lights you up or turns you on is another way to say that. Just and that makes every moment of your life a kind of prayer. Not a prayer of asking for things, but just a prayer of being. It's an acknowledgement that you are woven into the miracles, woven into the astonishing beauty and magic of this existence that is really only possible on planet Earth. And that is a very powerful, very vibrant way to be.
Very nice. How can we also best use this information to guide our children? I mean, obviously we can share those kinds of things with them, but are there specific things with the children?
With the children, one thing, children, especially all children at all times, but especially in this moment of history, children are highly attuned and their truth meter is very accurate. They want to hear that you love them and are proud of them, but they don't want it to be a fakey fake. Like if you're just a general like, oh yeah, you're the best, let me give you a gold medal because I'm proud of you. That's going to make them want to vomit in their mouths. So it's best not to do that, because then they won't trust you ever again. Today's children are very, very sensitive to truth. Also to questions of social justice, etc., which is why they're on the planet right now. If you haven't guessed already, they're here to kind of buckle down or pin down or really ensure that the shifts are anchored in to the planetary system of planet Earth as the shift occurs, right? They're here as the guardians of truth, essentially. So they want to hear that you love them and that you're proud of them, but they don't want it. They don't want to hear it when it's not absolutely 100% true. If you say like, I am very proud of you for these things, and this little piece was a place where I wasn't proud of you, that's not being a bad parent. That's really teaching them that, you know, they could do better, and it will inspire them to do better if you say it from that open-hearted place, like, I want you to do better. I'm proud of you for all these things, but I'm not really proud of you for that piece. And ask them what are ways in which they think they could have done better or might do better the next time. Giving them the power of answering and coming up with their own truth. Because that is really what is going to make them powerful, truthful, truly vibrant, empowered adults. Which is what you want your kids to be, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So being very truthful with them, giving them praise exactly where needed, but being really specific. It's not like blanket praise, like, oh, you're the best. I loved all these pieces that you spell out. And then if there was a piece or two that you didn't love so much, you say those too, and ask them how they felt about that. And if they felt like okay with it, you could say, all right, that's fine. But if they didn't feel 100% great about it, then they ask them like what they might do in the future. And they can ask you, and you can, you know, brainstorm together how the situation might unfold differently next time. And by the way, this is also a learning experience for you, because they're teaching you in that moment how they want to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's not unidirectional at all. It's a two-way street.
Nice. Can I ask more in that regard?
Yeah, of course.
Because I'm thinking of how so many of us have been raised by parents that were taught to always have a brave face and to never show any sign of weakness to your kids, which I know is that very patriarchal type of model. But now we recognize there's a difference. And so I feel like there's something more there that I'd like you to share about that with our kids, because if their truth meter is very strong, then obviously they're going to be picking up right away that that's not the case. Can you speak to that a little bit?
Absolutely. And if you're raising your children to question you, which is the perfect thing, you know, back in the 70s, there was that question authority bumper sticker, which didn't really stick at the time, but it's sticking now. Like this, the next generation on, or next generation and a half on, it, that they're really the ones who are going to be questioning authority, not just on the outside, but also on the inside. And so if you've been raising your kids to be really honest with you and question you, and if you haven't been, today's a great day to start, right? and so it's all okay. There's never any judgment right here. We all do the best we can until we know. We always do the best we can, and we do what we do, and then we know better, and then we do better, right? And so it's all, it's a process. And so teaching your children to question you, and like, is that really true, Mom? Are you okay? Is a great thing, and it helps them in recognizing what your heart is experiencing. Even though you're putting a brave face on it, they can see past that mask. Because again, these are like energy masters, these new kids. They know, they can read it and feel it. And so teaching them to call you out and say, are you really okay? And allow yourself to just be where you are emotionally. It will help you and them in more ways than we could say in a short podcast to really get real and get vulnerable together.
Nice. It all comes back to that authenticity.
Yeah, it's for boy and girl children, everyone.
Nice.
And it might be easier for the moms to do that than the dads, just because of the patriarchal system. But it would be great if the dad could see the mom doing that with the kids and decides to jump in the boat too.
Mm, okay. I feel, excuse me, I feel guided to ask a question that might seem a little selfish at this point, because I do have a transgender child, but I feel like this truth-telling thing is just so important. And so I feel like the parents of kids that are super young, that are at that point coming out as transgender, I feel like there's a really important message in there for them that you might be able to share.
For the parents or for the kids?
For the parents. Well, no, more for the parents, that because people are saying those kids are too young to know, and you're saying those kids are truth tellers.
They're born knowing the truth. And for some transgender children, they can, most transgender children feel from the very beginning that something is off. right? But they might not know how to articulate it at first. And then they also might not want to articulate it because it's really rocking the boat, mm-hmm. not just for their personal family and their beloved parents, but for the world outside. They can tell that it's dangerous to be trans. Mm-hmm. And of course it is. There are a lot of people out there who are very frightened of that kind of thing. And those people have weapons, right? And not just words, but actual, you know, mm-hmm. weapons. So there's a reason for them not saying anything. But if you are raising your kids to always be authentic and vulnerable with you, that is the, no matter what the sort of gender status of your child happens to be, that's the very best thing. Because of course, vulnerability and authenticity and truth speaking, that is the currency of the emerging paradigm. And these children are the leaders of that emerging paradigm because they're the ones who are bringing it in finally. After 50 years of sort of building the portal, it's finally coming in, and they're here to sort of button it down, right? To make sure it sticks.
To be authentic in every way.
Yeah. Even when it hurts. Mm-hmm.
So if a child is like 5 years old and saying, you know, mommy, I'm a boy, not a girl. And it's obviously a deeper conversation than that, but what I'm hearing then is trust in that. Have that conversation openly with them and allow them to fully express without shutting it down and saying, you're far too young to know.
Right. Ask the child, okay, sweetheart, what makes you feel that way? And if you ask that question, you're probably going to be in tears in about 3 seconds. Because it will be so true. And it will tie a lot of threads together for you.
Nice. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much for that.
Love is always the answer. Love and openness and vulnerability. Again, that's the currency of this new paradigm that is coming in. Mm. It feels like a pipe dream today, you know, but it's not. It's actually like 95% collected. It's not that far away.
Nice. And I fully believe that. I have tried to raise my kids that way, and I'm not anywhere near perfect at it, but I have certainly seen, I think, a different result than what I would have had I gone a different route. But so I'm a little torn here. I don't want to go on for too long, but at the same time, I'm wondering if there was anything back when we opened this up, I asked you the question about what we as women and moms need to know about the divine feminine and being a vibrant and powerful mom. And I feel like there might be more there you want to add, and perhaps way too much more. But is there anything that really stands out as needing to be said that hasn't been?
Yeah, let me just see if there's like one bright, shiny thing that wants to come through.
Okay.
So we may have alluded to this before, but really the thing for vibrant and powerful moms and women to know about the divine feminine is that this is not some woo-woo thing that people are making up. This is the most ancient wisdom on planet Earth, because it is the truth. And no matter where you are on the spirituality scale, if you are a woman, you have this wisdom encoded in your DNA, in your flesh, in your bones. It is there. Whether or not in a past life you were killed for your wisdom, you know, during the witch burning times, in which many, many women who weren't, you know, adepts of herbology or whatever were killed just because they were pointed to because someone was being tortured and everyone died. The chances are you might have been one of those women killed. The Roman Catholic Inquisition and all the other arms of that movement really tried to kill the wisdom out because they were afraid of the power of women. And I'm trying to hold off from saying this, but the keepers really want me to say, which is also the power of dragons. So that's maybe a story for another day. But if you heard that and it rings a bell, reach out to Elizabeth. So it's the power of women, is the power of dragons. It's the, it's this ancient wisdom, this majestic, powerful, wise thing. Dragons have been, the stories that we grow up with, the humans grow up with about dragons, is that they're bad and scary and they will steal the maiden. But in fact, what if the dragons are the actual wisdom keepers, just like women? All women are wisdom keepers, whether they operate as such or not. And just think about your grandmothers or great grandmothers. All women are wisdom keepers. And it's the grandmothers who can speak it because most of the men are gone by then. And so they feel like they're okay. And they don't have anything to lose by speaking their wisdom. But the thing about dragons, is the last thing we'll say about dragons, is that the dragons are not inherently scary or bad. They are scary or bad for the patriarchal system, which is a system of oppression. And dragons, much like women, really don't like oppression. Dragons are all about love. And so they will breathe fire on falsehoods, and they'll breathe fire on tyrants. So that's all we'll say about dragons. But the women are wisdom keepers. And so know that if you have wisdom coming up, it is not a quote unquote old wives' tale. That's a story told by, that's a fake news that has been repeated so often that it sounds true. Oh, that's an old wives' tale. Mm-hmm. Actually, the old wives knew exactly what they were talking about. And don't believe the hype. Recognize your truth when you feel it and speak it as often as you can, especially to your children. Speaking it out in the world where the patriarchal system is very anchored in, that might not feel safe, but speak it to your children. Have this safe space, if you haven't already, create a safe space within your family circle. And we're using the word family circle deliberately. It is a circle. The symbol of the divine feminine is the spiral that draws in to the center, or just a ring or a circle that holds the energy of the family unit tightly. However you define family unit, it holds that energy in. And that's a very powerful creative matrix right there. And so if you have not created a safe space for this kind of discussion within your family circle, maybe today's the right time to do that, to create one. And to really lay out some rules about, like, okay, in the outside world, it might be scary to say the truth, but here, we're going to. And so set up some parameters that are agreed upon by all members and make it safe.
Beautiful.
This is how leaders are created, by the way. This is how leaders are created.
Absolutely. Man, I hope everyone is feeling this the way I am. Because it's fantastic. So is there a final message from the keepers?
Oh, gosh. Live your truth. Operate from love. Truth and love are the same. And it's really true that truth and love are the same. They're not just in the same category, and that the opposite of truth, which is falsehood, is one of those fearful energies. Because of course everything is energy, and there it's basically a love spectrum, and there's much love and very little love, and that's the fear end. But truth and love are the same. And so if your children are being hurt by someone, not necessarily a traditional style bully, but you know, the whole mean girls category, right? If your children are being hurt by someone saying mean things or doing mean things out in the world, it will behoove you to teach them, and then they will teach their children and everyone they come into contact with that only what is loving is true. So if someone is saying something hateful or hurtful or patently false, it's not anything coming from a non-loving place is not true. And this feels like a massive blanket statement, and it is for a reason. It's a blanket statement because this is the truth of the cosmos. This is a cosmic truth. Anything that is said from hurt or pain is not true. So if someone tells your child something about them that feels hurtful, it's not true. And that's way better than any kiss on a boo-boo and a Band-Aid. It's like a kiss on a boo-boo, but it's bigger because it heals the heart. And that's the final message.
Nice. What a beautiful gift to give our kids and ourselves.
Right.
So, thank you, thank you, thank you, Keepers, for sharing all of this with us today. I just feel so very blessed and appreciative. So thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. We'll close the records now. And before we do, everyone, please just out loud where you are. Remember, don't listen while you're driving. Out loud where you are, just say, I call my spirit back. Just out loud, I call my spirit back. And I'll close the records now. Oh, there's so much love flowing out from the Keepers. Like, oh, you are all brilliant, doing beautiful things in the world. Carry on, keep it up. Expand that, emanate that love field out like a wave from your heart, and you will see the biggest changes in the world you couldn't even imagine fast. So we'll close the records now by saying, love for life and all it holds. We step into the world with love and joy. Amen. The records are closed.
Amen. Oh, Elizabeth, thank you so, so much for all that you do, for all that you are, for all that you've shared with us today. I'm so blessed to have you in my life. I love you so much. And yeah, I just can't thank you enough.
Well, thank you so much. That was a really powerful message for me to be hearing too, as a human. And it's such an honor to be able to bring those things, that wisdom, in onto planet Earth. And thank you for being a beautiful means by which that wisdom could be brought in onto the Earth. So thank you. Deep bow to you. Much, much gratitude, Debbie. Your beautiful heart shines through every day.
Oh, thank you. Oh, okay. I guess we have to end the love fest, but it feels really beautiful, the state I'm in. And Elizabeth mentioned at the beginning about grounding yourself. So I really want to say to the listeners, I hope you enjoyed the session as much as I did. I hope you will go back and listen to it many times. because there's a lot there, and just the feeling that comes through from it, I think, is enough to help all of us really get into that vibrant and powerful state. And when we're there, when our heart is open and we're really sharing that loving message with others, I think that we are making such a big difference in the world, even though we're not doing anything at that moment but loving. And yeah, that just feels so very powerful to me. So I appreciate and love you, my listener, as well. And please don't forget to do your three layers of grounding that were mentioned way back at the beginning. Maybe Elizabeth, you can just quickly tell us those again.
Sure. So drink plenty of water, eat grounding foods, including anything that your body is calling for. So proteins, I didn't mention proteins before. Proteins are a great grounding food. I mentioned apples, root vegetables, especially cooked root vegetables, hugging a tree, doing any earthing, like walking barefooted or with earth, you know, the like non-rubberized soles on the earth, or lying upon the earth, and, or hugging a tree for several minutes, or doing, if you can't go outside, doing a pretty sustained visualization where you're growing roots out of the soles of your feet and digging them down to the center of the earth. To do it properly, it probably takes 3 to 5 minutes, but that will really get you connected.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much once again. With much respect for you and the journey you are on, this is Debbie Pokornik and her very special guest, Elizabeth Losey, wishing you a vibrant and powerful day.
You've been listening to Vibrant Powerful Moms with host Debbie Pokornik. If you've enjoyed this show, please share it with others to help spread the love. To find out more about Debbie, pick up free offers from the show, and listen to previous episodes, visit vibrantpowerfulmoms.com.